Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the Desk of Dennis Piller. Sunday's Prophecy. I'm waiting to hear from you. What have you laid before me? What is it that you need help for? I'm waiting to hear from you. I am a jealous God. I stand at the door and knock. Come dine with me. Make it a habit. It isn't about your gifts. I am the gift giver. It's not about you, but you keep making it so. It grieves me when you distance yourself. As a father, I long to spend time with my children. Everything you need, want, and can imagine is here with me, in me. Search yourself. That desire in the corner of your heart, I put it there. Embrace it. Seek me for it. The mountain separating you from me, from us, is within your sight. Turn your head straight away back to me and see the salvation of your God. See the love of your Father. Don't allow yourself to be distracted. But you must seek me in spirit. I am moving ahead of you. See me. See me and step into my presence. I felt after reading this to read in Exodus 20. And God spoke all these words saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Is that not true of each of us prodigals? Verse 3, thou shalt not have other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the matter in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and yet showing mercy unto thousands of men who love me and keep my commandments. In the midst of rolling out this new year, it has already resumed its craziness. No surprise. Yet God asks, what have you laid before me? What is it that you need help with? He keeps knocking, calling on us to knock, seek, and find his presence. He says, I am jealous, and that our habits and the graven images of my life, unchecked, will pass down to my children and to my house. They will inherit my images of life to their own detriment. And yet, I continue to wander, and yet again he calls me out that there is only one standard, and that is Jesus himself. His is the loving beckoning of a father. I feel he is telling us that our breakthrough is right before us. He calls for us to see his love, to stay focused and committed to him, to not look to the right or the left, to put our house in order and see what he has already begun in our lives. He asked us again to come aboard and see his salvation, mercy, and peace. He has already begun the work. He has already laid out the track, and he gives us both a reproof and shows us the way home. In the Spirit, he will be found. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.